Breaking news, the Georgia Secretary of State starting to wake up, sending letters to 8,000 out-of-state voters who tried to vote in the upcoming January 5th Senate runoffs that will determine the outcome of who controls the U.S. Senate. Is Georgia and its officials finally waking up to potential abuse of their voting system? We'll talk about that and more today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Secretary of State sending roughly 8,000 warning letters to people who have both requested Georgia absentee ballots, but also filed with the U.S. Postal Service a change of address to some out-of-state address.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Brad Raffensperger warns anyone looking to come to Georgia to temporarily to cast a ballot in the runoffs, or anyone who has established residence in another state but thinks they can game the system, we will find you and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
So finally, it seems like the Georgia officials are waking up. Remember, we reported last week that they agreed to do a statewide audit of signature matches from absentee ballots, and that they weren't going to do it just from the counters who had no expertise in signature matching, but they were actually going to bring in an outside party from the University of Georgia, signature experts, forensic experts, to make sure these absentee ballots, when you sign them on the back and on the card, and then you sign them on the inside, that those actually match, especially if there's already something on file for those voters. So that was one concession, finally, the Georgia Secretary of State has made. Now he's issued a new statement. And in this new statement, Raffensperger said Monday that his office had sent out, think about this, 8,000 letters to individuals who had moved out of Georgia but have requested absentee ballots for the January 5th elections. Now, he said, qualified Georgians and only Georgians are allowed to vote in our elections. There are some exceptions there, military, temporary work, things like that, like college students, but most college students aren't away from home right now. And he said, many times, I will not tolerate out-of-state voters attempting to undermine the integrity of the vote in Georgia. And here's the kicker. This comes with a real penalty. So let this be a message to those leftist groups pushing this. The Secretary of State said that anyone caught trying to game the system will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The penalties for this are quite extreme. A fine up to $100,000 if you try to do this, and as many as 10 years in prison, a serious felony offense to try and again, vote in a state that you are not a citizen of. Now, this is what's interesting. Joe Biden only won the state by 12,000 votes.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we're talking about the kind of, I know the word fraud people don't like to use, illegal maybe is the better way to say it, illegal voting on a even small scale with elections this close. So you think about 8,000 votes, you say, oh, that's not that many. Well, Joe Biden won Georgia by 12,000. And he's just saying that they've already identified 8,000. So what has to happen next, I think, is that you've got to, one, I'm sure this number will grow.
Yep.
And two, put pressure on the Georgia Secretary of State to continue to putting these kind of measures in place and make sure we see action. Because what's going to happen, Dad, is there's going to be a deluge of this. Right now, it's easy, maybe easier to figure these out.
Yeah.
But what happens when they all come in very late?
Yeah, they come in late or they start piling up, which
on
is
on election day.
Exactly right. So I think what you have here is the Secretary of State finally, as you said, taking action that at least now will close a potential problem area. I say potential problem area because it could be military ballots in here. There could be, as you said, students. But there was that whole push to have people move to Georgia, but not really intending to stay. Just to vote. Remember, Andrew Yang was putting that out there. And they've now, you don't hear a lot about that. We come back from the break. Andy Econo, who is in Atlanta right now, actually is going to join us, and we'll talk about this. We'll take your questions on it, too. But don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org, and we want to encourage people to participate as we are in literally the last 8 days here of the month.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, support the work of the ACLJ. It's a critical time. You can double the impact of your donation. We have a group of donors ready to match every donation that comes through in the month of December. But to match those donations, you've got to make the initial donation. Double your impact at ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge month as we move into 2021. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. Just an update for you once again on Georgia. January 5th, a national election will determine the outcome of the U.S. Senate. So this is key, these two races, Loeffler and Perdue, and getting Georgia conservative voters excited again about this. You know, the president will be there the night before. Ivanka Trump was there yesterday, but so was Kamala Harris. So both sides, again, are putting in all the resources they've got left, all the resources they can put together.
I think former Vice President Biden is going to be coming down there, too.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, yep. This is a national election. Now, the Secretary of State, Raffensperger, has put in a couple of new policies. One, he is allowing a outside University of Georgia, to do a sampling from the entire state of the absentee ballot signatures to make sure they are matching. And this is key. Because allowing just election officials who aren't trained in signature experts to do it, when they seem like there's so many more mail-in ballots they've ever dealt with before, they're going to allow real signature experts, forensics experts from the University of Georgia, a nonpartisan way to look at those ballots. That was win number one. Win number two came out today when the Georgia Secretary of State, I think he may have issued the statement last night. No, he issued the statement today. Is that they've already identified and they've sent letters to 8,000 out-of-state voters who have requested absentee ballots in Georgia. Some of them may be lawfully eligible to vote. They may be military. They may be people temporarily out of town, or temporary work. There are some exceptions. This is quite a large number this early, and he wants to make clear here that if you are someone who is doing this illegally, that means you are not a citizen of Georgia and not eligible to vote absentee in the Georgia election runoff on January 5th. The state is ready to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law any of those individuals, and the penalties include. I mean, I just want this to be a wake-up call. Don't get abused, even if you're on the left. Don't take this risk. You're risking a fine of up to $100,000, a felony on your record, definitely, and up to 10 years in prison because you tried to vote in a state you're not a citizen of. That's how serious we take our elections in Georgia. So
yeah.
The problem here with me is that looking back, if they would have been doing this during the general election, who would have won Georgia? I say that because Joe Biden only carried it by 12,000 votes. And this is the absentee ballots that have come in so far. There's usually just a deluge, you know, up until
because the same
cutoff. Votes
could have applied for a mail-in ballot too. I mean,
right.
You know, if it wasn't going to their house, I mean, I have no idea.
Or who,
now,
where they apply.
Our senior counsel at the ACLJ is actually in Atlanta right now. And Andy, this new move by the Secretary of State, at least as to these 8,000 ballots, at least bringing some sense of more control and more scrutiny of these ballots to make sure that these are legal ballots being cast.
Yes, and it's a move that is long overdue, Jay. It should have been implemented in the general election. I agree with what Jordan said. It could have been changed. It could have changed the election results if we had had independent forensic examiners, as we as Raffensperger is doing now, from the University of Georgia to check the signature on file in the voter registration with the signature on the ballot. But certainly identifying at least 8,000, and I think it's probably more than that that he should have sent out, but at least identifying 8,000 people who have requested absentee ballots, who have changed their post office registration address with the United States Postal Service. That is suspect right there. If you have changed your address with a national, with the Postal Service that you're moved out of state, what are you asking for an absentee ballot for? You're no longer a Georgia citizen. You have moved to another jurisdiction.
Well, and at least, Andy, there are some exemptions. I don't mean to cut you off, but there are some exemptions. Military, because they can be stationed at a different base and still keep to Georgia, and people that are on maybe temporary work.
I understand that. Yeah. Military, I have no problem. People who may be teleworking temporarily from another state, but at least he's looking into it, yeah, which is something that he should have done before, and I think that's a good step. Somebody has woken up in the Secretary of State's office and is looking at these things which should have been looked at before. Yeah. But this, I can tell you, this is a big election. I voted in person. I have never seen that many people vote in a runoff election as voted in the Decatur, Georgia precinct where I went to vote, early vote. It is a mob of people.
Nearly 1.5 million Georgia voters have already cast their ballots in the Senate runoff elections for next month. It'll be on January 5th. So there's already been a big result. Now, I'm going to go to Harry Hutchinson, because from a legal standpoint, I think what the Secretary of State's doing, which, and we have a question coming in on Facebook on this, Pauline said, why is the Secretary of State of Georgia, why need to do the same thing for the presidential election? They should have.
Absolutely. And one of the things that distinguishes the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, is that he seems to be behind the eight ball. In other words, he is now saying that he is going to enforce the law. Where was he before November the 3rd? Where was he during the general election? And the best deterrence to violating the Georgia law with respect to the runoff would indeed be the prosecution and conviction of individuals who have already violated the law with respect to the November 3rd general election. So I welcome what he's doing now, but I think the real issue is, where was he for the last 6 to 9 months?
Yep.
I think he was missing in action. You know,
Fan, I have noticed that every time a Republican member of the U.S. Senate is interviewed on anything, it could be the stimulus package, that they immediately come back to, and that's why we have to have two Georgia senators voted Republican, or else none of this happens. I mean, this is, I'm sure you're hearing it up there across the street. Yep. What's the sense of this?
Well, it's the most important thing moving in their world right now. I mean, they approved the stimulus package last night, which is, of course, very important. But they know that their job for at least the next 2 years, and obviously these Georgia Senate cycles, it's a six-year cycle for a Senate term. But the next Congress, the leadership of the Senate is going to depend on these two races, whether it's going to be Leader Schumer or Leader McConnell. And look, I agree that these are good moves by the Secretary of State. I do hope, Jay, that there's a couple more layers to this, though. I mean, we talked on yesterday's broadcast how there are nearly 40,000 people who have already voted that didn't vote in November. And much like the 8,000 people we're talking about, Jay, a lot of those are going to be valid, but some of them probably won't be.
Yeah.
So that's a tier that the Secretary of State has got to look at. And look, it's not accusing folks of wrongdoing.
Yeah.
It's literally his job to look at these suspect votes and say which ones are valid and which ones aren't.
All right. Well, we just got some more breaking news, I mean, on this.
That's right. So the Georgia Secretary of State has announced he's leading a full-scale investigation to combat illegal voting. This goes past this. So he is now coordinating a whole-of-government effort to combat illegal voting in Georgia. It includes the GBI, that's the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the state version of the FBI, local elections departments on the initiative. The Office of Secretary of State has launched over 250 investigations into credible election concerns this year and begun a signature audit just in Cobb County alone. He said he's committed to marshaling all resources available to ensure qualified Georgians and only Georgians cast ballots in Georgia. Yep. So he's got the GBI. We're focused on post office certified investigative staff on upholding. So they also have investigators for the legitimacy of the ballots cast in Georgia. So for folks, if you're out there right now and you're saying, I you know, should I vote? Is it going to really count? Listen, it may not have happened the first time, and that was extremely unfortunate and wrong of the Secretary of the State. But it seems like corrections are being made. You need to get excited. These elections can be won by conservatives if they show up. And the balance of power in the Senate can stay in Republican control if you show up. But if you still listen to some of these people on Twitter who are kind of losing their mind and saying, let it all burn down, well, that's not how you want your country run. Because let me tell you what that means. Abortion on demand with no restrictions. It means a lot of your taxpayer dollars going to abortion. And by the way, the government will have a lot more of your taxpayer dollars because they'll be raising your taxes extremely high as they want. And Green New Deal, there it goes, packing the court, potentially, because Joe Biden has said, whether he hasn't committed to packing the Supreme Court, but he has said he's going to put together a panel to look at it. So he's not saying no. So you lose these two, you lose momentum. What happens in the next midterm election?
Yep.
And we're right on the cusp of taking back the House, and we're able to keep control of the Senate if you in Georgia show up and vote. You just have to show up and vote, and then get your friends and family to vote. Let me give you some statistics on that right now. It looks like of the early votes that have come in, it's about 1.5 million, so it's still tracking very high on absentee ballots that have cast or early voting. So that's a mix. You got you can go vote early in person right now as well. So 1.5 million, that's up a couple hundred thousand since the last report was done that we were talking about earlier this week. Now, what's interesting here is that 48% of early absentee voters are likely Democrats. That's just the absentee voters, compared to 45% of Republicans. That means Republicans are actually doing a pretty good job, because they should be, for Democrats to win, they're going to have to win the absentee vote
by a
very
margin.
Big, because this is not including the in-person voting, which Republicans did much better in.
When we get back, I want to talk to Andy Economo about the significance of the Secretary of State calling in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. That's a big move.
Should scare people, too.
It should. And let people know it's serious and people are going to be taking it seriously. Hey, folks, I want to encourage you. We're in the last, we're just 2 days before Christmas. We're getting into the last week of the year. Your support of the ACLJ and our Matching Challenge campaign makes a huge difference. If you enjoy this broadcast, you're keeping it on the air. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Be part of the Matching Challenge. Back with more in a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Bands, Hope of Jerusalem. That CD, by the way, is available anywhere you get your music.
Let's go to the phones. I think, yeah, a friend of the family, actually. Someone who went to church with the secular family. Susan and John Woodall used to go to church with us when we were in Atlanta. My husband and I went to vote this morning. Susan's on the air with us. Hey, Susan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, it's been a long time.
Yes, and we also went to church with Will Haynes.
I know you, and Will could say hello to you right now, actually. There you go.
Will's
back
Will.
In the booth. So nothing changes in 20 years. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, this morning, John and I actually went to take our absentee ballots and vote. And when we went to drop it in the box there, it's at the polling location. Yep. There were two Forsyth County Sheriff's officers checking tags on the cars.
There
to make
go.
Sure, if you're going to vote there, you better live in Forsyth County.
Yeah, no, that's I'm glad to hear that. I was going to, and thank you for calling in and telling us that, Susan. I was going to ask Andy this. What is the significance of the fact that the Secretary of State is utilizing the resources in this latest letter he's just sent out, the resources of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation? You've done a lot of work with the GBI over the years.
Oh, yes, I've done a lot of work with the GBI in 46 years of practicing criminal law in Georgia. And the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the counterpart to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is an excellent investigative agency. The head of it is a very good friend of mine, Vic Reynolds, who used to be the district attorney in Cobb County, which is a little north of the city of Atlanta. And the fact that Raffensperger has woken up and brought the GBI in is a really good statement. And I'm glad to hear the caller who said that there was some Forsyth County Sheriff's deputies checking out license plates of people who are coming to vote in Forsyth County. This should happen in every county. We want Georgians to vote in a Georgia election, and we don't want out-of-state influence, whether it be by illegal voters or by money coming from out-of-state to organize, to influence our election day.
So I have this question for Harry, and that is this, from a legal standpoint. I mean, this is great. I'm glad that they're now putting some voter... It's all this is election integrity. It's a little late when it comes to a presidential election. This is, should have been exactly what was being put in place a month and a half ago.
Absolutely. So one of the things to keep in mind with respect to the Secretary of State's announcement that they are now going to deploy the GBI, they're going to deploy the sheriffs, they're possibly going to prosecute, and perhaps some people will face penalties of $100,000 and 10 years in prison. That is wonderful. That is welcome. We need to encourage more of it. But the real thing that deters election fraud, in my opinion, is felony convictions, because that sends a deterrent signal to individuals for future elections, and that is necessary.
What do you do as a campaign when you've run campaigns?
Yeah.
When you've got this kind of situation going on, how does that affect how you organize and get people out to vote?
You know, you get people out to vote in every way possible. So if you're concerned about COVID, you do what Susan did. You go during the day. 9 to 5 has been a recommendation in Georgia that they don't keep their drop boxes open past that, so past normal business hours. And her report was great that in Forsyth County, I want to hear of that in Fulton County. I want to hear about that in Cobb County and Gwinnett as well. I'd like to, in DeKalb County, I want to know that maybe their sheriff's deputies watching who's dropping off the ballot, at least questioning people if you have an out-of-state license, you know, tag. Maybe look at their ID. Maybe just ask the question. It might be that you're still a legitimate voter, but they're putting measures in place that they didn't. These are the kind of measures that states, I don't like tampering with how you vote right before a presidential election. I think it's wrong. I think almost that should be illegal.
Yeah.
Because it causes so many of the problems that we're still dealing with from the 2020 general election. But these were the safeguards that none of these states adopted.
Well, that's what's so ironic here.
It is enraging, I know, if you're a Trump supporter, to look at this and say, gosh, they easily could have done this for a presidential election, and they didn't. And
they didn't
do signature verification, and they didn't do those audits, and they didn't do all of that work, and they didn't have sheriff's deputies and watching who was using the drop boxes. So I think you want to encourage people to vote the way they feel most comfortable. If it's absentee, it's do it at the drop box in your county, you know, the closest to you. I'd say even hopefully you'll see security where you are. If you're in a county that is leaning more the other way, I'd go in and vote. As long as you're not too sick to do so or the pre-existing condition and you don't feel comfortable, I would go in right now and cast early voting. And early voting happens statewide. And so you've got like 20, and probably in Georgia, where you are, within 10 miles, there's probably 80 different places you can go to cast an early ballot. So you can look up that on the Secretary of State's website.
But, you know, it's a very...
Don't wait. I don't want everybody to wait till Election Day, because what the left is trying to do is build up an almost insurmountable number going into Election Day to try and ward off Election Day voters. They're going to... So Stacey Abrams, she says she's got 1.2. The Democrats are up to now... let's see. They are leading. There's 1.5 in. That includes both early votes and absentee votes that have already been cast. And Democrats are only leading 48% to 45%. That's a good number for Republicans, because Republicans vote on Election Day. But how about we start tightening that number leading into Election Day? I think if the last numbers come out before Election Day, that early vote number is very close. It will encourage more Republicans to get out and vote on Election Day, instead of saying, you know what, my vote's not going to matter because we can't, even though you can, because Georgia's a big state with a huge population of Republican voters, they're going to try to scare you away from voting, either if it's through COVID or by saying, look, we've got this huge number, you're not going to be able to beat us. Never believe that. There's always enough votes to beat whatever came in early. But you've got to show up and actually do it. Make your election plans now. Figure out a day. Maybe it's today. Maybe you get off work early tomorrow. Go do it. Do it right after during the holidays. Right? If you've got 30 minutes and cast your ballot in person, or drop off your absentee ballot if you feel like it's in a secure location. If not, go in and vote in person now. Early voting still going on. And then, again, there'll be most of you I think I'm talking to in Georgia will probably be Election Day voters. But again, if you are doing anything for the holidays, get in the vote now. I know they're telling you not to travel, but even if you're traveling a couple hours away inside the state of Georgia, make sure to get this done now so that you don't wake up on January 6th and the U.S. Senate is controlled by Chuck Schumer.
Which I want to throw this to Than. We only have a minute here, but explain, and we'll do this more when we come back in the second half of the program. The impact of having the Republicans lose control of the Senate would be really deeply felt on a lot of issues.
Well, and proactive and defensive measures. I mean, we've talked about all the top level ones, but what about, you know, dollars for regulatory reform? What about oversight in committees? We know the House of Representatives is not going to do much of that at this point. The Senate would have to. What about life protections, the Hyde Amendment and spending bills? All of those second layer things, in addition to the Green New Deal and the court packing and the nominations and the tax policy, Jay, all of it, literally all of it, is on the ballot in Georgia here in a couple of weeks.
And I would just say to Georgia voters, if you're a conservative and you don't vote, I'll blame you. And the country will blame you. A lot of conservatives will blame you because you're acting like babies. I'll say it again. Show up and vote. Vote overwhelmingly, and you will win. Stay at home, you lose. You have no shot, no chance. That's the message I send to you as someone who's worked on multiple campaigns in the state of Georgia, is a former Georgian as well. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live, second half hour.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
And welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. So let me encourage you, we're live right now. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-800-684-3110. And an interesting question coming in, Robert on YouTube. He said, why isn't the mainstream media all over this news from the Secretary of State?
It just broke right
before we went on the air. But two, a lot of the mainstream media doesn't want to report this. Why? It will scare people from casting illegal ballots. They want people who think they have any chance of possibly being somehow a citizen of Georgia to try and cast a ballot. And that what they don't want those people to know is that if they aren't, they could go to jail for 10 years, be fined $100,000, and be a felon for the rest of their life. So I think it takes broadcasts like ours, other kinds of news outlets, and maybe a little bit more time today before this messaging gets out. Maybe Raffensperger will come out, do a press conference like he's done in the past before, and explain this with the GBI officers. Maybe we'll get more reports like Susan's about having the sheriffs watching who is putting in absentee ballots in the box collection outside the postal offices to make sure that they are Georgians on their license plates.
A friend of mine, by the way, in Gwinnett said that he voted yesterday. There was no law enforcement in Gwinnett checking license plates. There was a patrol car at the entrance of the building and an officer inside. I'm sure that was probably for security. We have a call.
But I think, in person, they've got a lot of other ways to check you, too. You got to present your ID, things like that. Your address has got to match.
Yes.
So there's more protections there than there is the drop box.
Yep. Let's take the caller on line one.
Sure. Ray in Georgia on line one. Hey, Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jay. Thank you guys for taking my call. I just have a quick question. If Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, again, I'm a Christian conservative, I'm a minority, Hispanic, all Kelly and David would have to do is simply say, we will be contesting the election when we get back into Congress, letting us know that they're going to fight for Trump like we want them to because of what happened in Georgia.
Yeah, Ray. I mean, Kelly Loeffler's been very clear. She does not believe the president should concede. She believes that there were election irregularities in her own state and other states. Perdue has said the same thing. So, again, you might not be getting that from the news, but you know where I think you're getting it from? The left. The left is trying to tell you this, if you're a conservative voter, say they didn't stick up for your president. They're just playing games with you.
I want
to ask. Because Donald Trump's going down. He's tweeting every day about how important it is to vote for Loeffler and Perdue. Every single day. Look at his Twitter feed. He's going to Georgia
again
the day before the election. That's how important this is to him. So listen, Loeffler and Perdue, and Loeffler, let me tell you something. She was brand new to the U.S.
She did a great job.
Started off with an impeachment, and she did the right thing. Perdue, who people thought may be some kind of moderate, in fact, he didn't go the Mitt Romney route. He's been a strong supporter of President Trump. In fact, because the Trump campaign faced some financial difficulties at the end of the campaign, David Perdue took on the role of funding the Trump campaign because he is independently wealthy and was fundraising good for his campaign and was basically running the ads for the Trump campaign, these dual ads, vote Trump, vote Perdue. So these are people who are close to the president, who have always done the right thing for President Trump, and they have both said that he should not concede. So I think, what else do you want from them? They've got to try and win their races.
Yeah, well, and if you're concerned about issues,
to protect his legacy.
If you're concerned about the judges that are appointed by and confirmed, if you're concerned about the life issue, if you're concerned, Tham mentioned this, regulatory overreach, if you're concerned about religious liberty, if you're concerned about international affairs, this Georgia election, Tham, with only 40 seconds left here, is a national election. A half of the Congress is being determined by two elections.
On all those legacy issues, Jay, maybe you don't want to believe Senator Perdue. Maybe you don't want to believe Senator Loeffler. Here's who you should believe: President Trump. President Trump literally every single day has said, my legacy depends on Senator Perdue and Senator Loeffler going to the United States Senate to affirm it. Just listen to President Trump.
I got like Katie on YouTube wrote in, preach it, Jordan. Speak the truth.
Vote.
Don't be babies in Georgia. Conservatives, don't sit on your hands or we're going to all blame you. We will. The whole conservative movement will blame you because you've got the opportunity to protect the legacy.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
You're going to have to get more excited than that to win the election in Georgia, okay? Maybe we got a different tunes. Maybe, you know, Devin went down to Georgia and looking for some votes to steal. Which is, here we go. A little something more positive to get you to go and vote.
Like they said in that thing you do, a little snappy, a little up-tempo.
Yeah, something. Don't get any of that let's get, you know, stuff. I know it's the holidays, but also in Georgia you are... Listen, I know what it's like being in those states where it's like you already did one and now you're having to go through it again. It can be annoying to say the least. You know, every TV ad.
I was going
to
ask Andy about that when you're done.
It can be a little bit in your face. I'm getting 20 texts a day because I donated to a lot of these candidates. And I get 20 texts a day asking for more, and I get it. They need more. They're trying to win. They're trying to win the Senate. I mean, so if you give a little, they start asking for more, and that this will all come to an end soon. January 5th for you in Georgia. But by the way, all of us around the country, we call it a national election. We're getting the same text messages too. If I look down at my phone, when I wake up in the morning, I got 18 texts from Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, Rana. I got them from the president. I got them from Laura Trump.
Ted Cruz.
All going to the Win Red, which is the place you want to go, or the Georgia runoff fund. But let me just tell you this. These elections can be won. You can beat the machines if you think that's the problem. You can beat the people trying to potentially put in these illegal absentee ballots because now Georgia's on it. But you've got to show up. If you do not show up, neither Loeffler nor Perdue, whatever the polls show, can win.
And they're up now.
The other side is going to show up in massive numbers. But I know there's more conservatives out there and independent voters who like a check on government to take and make sure that it is not Chuck Schumer, it is not going to be a Green New Deal, it's not going to be a huge tax hike and penalties for investment. I mean, you could go through the list. Yep. Expansion of Obamacare, like if that's what people want right now. I mean, this is why we call it a national election, because what you do in Georgia is going to affect me.
Yep.
And everybody listening to this broadcast right now in all 50 states.
So let me ask this to Andy. You're there. You just got back a few days ago. The airways being inundated?
Inundated. Unbelievable. Every time you put on television, even if you're on YouTube, any channel, any station, all you hear is Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, followed by Warnock and Ossoff. And these come just in massive doses that they're giving this to us. And my phone has been ringing continuously 10 and 12 times with these robocalls to vote one way or the other. I have never seen, in all the years I've lived in Georgia, I have never seen such an onslaught of commercials and ads on television. And some of them are pretty nasty on both sides. I must say, on both sides, are pretty pretty low, encouraging voters to vote and attacking the other candidate. But I've never seen it quite this intensive, Jay.
I've got a question for Thana, then I want to throw it to Harry, and that is this. If the Democrats were to get control of the United States Senate, they have the House, and if Joe Biden is sworn in on the 20th as president, assuming all that takes place, the Green New Deal, is what's going to happen?
Oh, it very likely could be on the floor of the Senate. I mean, Speaker Pelosi already wanted the principles in the Green New Deal to move through the House. She wanted Leader Schumer to be put it on the floor of the Senate. And look, all of the pressure, especially after an election, is going to be on Leader Schumer to put that on the floor of the House. And Jay, maybe just to give somebody an example of exactly this week, that stimulus package that passed that people are going to get direct checks from, if the Senate had been controlled by Leader Schumer, the package that would have passed would have been $4 trillion and it would have been bailout for the states. And guess what would have not been in there, because Speaker Pelosi did not have it in her bill? There would have been no checks going to the American people. So look, this week, that's the agenda that would have been on the floor of the Senate if Leader Schumer had been in control.
Bail out big government.
Yeah, that's what they want to bail out the government. Because so, this is what I wanted to ask Harry. So let's assume what Than said is correct. So this, the things like the stimulus package would have been very different, and then you would have had the Green New Deal. What's the impact of that on the economy when they start doing these kind of excess spending?
Well, the impact on the economy will be felt first and foremost by average working men and women, because the Democrat agenda is focused on raising taxes on working Americans while claiming that they support working Americans. And so the Green New Deal, for instance, would have a disproportionately adverse effect on whom? Working Americans, particularly in the energy industry. And so if your job is connected to fracking, if it's connected to oil, natural gas, you could lose your job if the Dems are able to push through the Green New Deal. In addition to the Green New Deal, there are other ideas that the Democrats have. For instance, they are trying to push, very quietly, of course, additional gun control measures. So the Second Amendment is on the ballot, for instance, in Georgia, as well as these Green New Deal options. If, for instance, you like beef, that's on the option, that's on the ballot in Georgia, because the Green New Dealers, they want to eliminate cattle. Because cattle, according to them, are one of the primary causes of climate change. So lots of issues are on the ballot in Georgia, and so I hope the American people, but particularly the people in Georgia, think about those issues going forward.
Let's take a call, Jordan. We got especially people from Georgia.
Yeah, Martha in Georgia on line one. Hey, Martha, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a little bit of peace of mind here. Let me take the real speaker here. I went to vote in person on Friday. And when I presented my license for ID, when she put it in her machine, she informed me, yeah, you did receive a mail-in ballot, which I had. And I said, yes. And she said, well, we need you to sign an affidavit stating that you are voting in person and that you're not going to be using your ballot. So I thought that was kind of cool that they're at least looking out for the potential for double votes.
What county are you in, Martha?
Camden.
All right, and let me ask you this: did you have to bring in your ballot?
No.
That is my only concern. Is you've got control of it, so I'm not concerned with you. You're going to do the right thing. But how many people who aren't good people can go in, say they'll sign that affidavit, and then send in their absentee ballot too? And if this is at election general election numbers, it becomes that much more difficult to find these duplicate ballots. Especially when some are on paper absentee and some are machine. I'm glad that they're doing that. They're making you sign an affidavit that you would be legally responsible for that. If they caught that, you'd be in trouble if you did something like that. And that's still better than what was done in the last general election. But I favor them saying, well, you need to come back and bring your ballot to be destroyed.
So let me ask this to Andy from just the standpoint.
I don't know if we have time to put that in or if
probably
that's
don't
the
have time now, and it would be retroactive, so you'd run to an ipso facto problem. But here, a retroactive application of the law. So here you got the Secretary of State working with the governor's office, the GBI. The Office of the Secretary of State has launched 250 investigations into credible election concerns this year and begun a signature audit in COMP. What does that signature audit lead to, Andy?
It leads to the discovery of ballots that should not have been counted. In other words, by making an audit of the signature, you actually have a forensic examiner who knows signatures and who knows handwriting, who compares the signature on the ballot with the signature on the voter registration card. And that's critically important, especially in the case of these absentee ballots. And I think that that's a good measure. It should have been implemented for the November 3rd general election, but it does give me a feeling of a little bit more integrity for the election coming up on January 5th. And I think that's very important. And furthermore, that the GBI is looking into these people who are not citizens of Georgia, residents of Georgia, voting and looking at the criminal penalties, I think is critical to deterring people who would vote in our election, who have no business voting in our election, from doing so. And let me just say this. That person in Camden County who just called, I was an assistant district attorney in Camden County, so she's calling from either Woodbine or St. Mary's, and that is a heavily conservative Republican county in extreme southeast Georgia, right on the Florida line, but I'm glad to see that they're vigilant down there, as they should be in every county in Georgia.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, so folks, we're taking a break, and we are going to ask you to do something, and that is join with us. If you enjoy the legal analysis you get on this program, the government affairs analysis you get on this broadcast, you may be watching, listening on radio stations around the country, over 1,000 radio stations. You may be watching us on YouTube or Periscope or Facebook or Rumble, wherever social media platform or ACLJ.org. And if you appreciate the work of all the people that put this broadcast together, and work on our social media department. That's in addition to the lawyers doing the cases. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. We're in a matching challenge campaign. This is the most important month. This is the most important 9 days of that month. And that's the most important days and months for the entire year, because this will set our budget for 2021. So we would encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ and sign on to the matching challenge campaign. It's easy to do. You donate any amount of money. One of our other donors, they meet together and they have pooled together to match that gift. So let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org right now, and any amount you donate, we're going to get a matching gift for. Back with more, including your calls at 800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Georgia voters, with these new polls that have come out, listen, some of these polls are outliers. Don't ever
base
it.
You got to explain the difference, though, Jordan, between registered vote, likely
registered. So yesterday we were talking about a Trafalgar poll of registered voters. That's basically anybody in the state that could vote, but not necessarily people who likely vote. And it was a big number. They sampled 1,064 people, and it had Purdue up 2, and it had Loeffler up 6. A new poll today out of Survey USA, done with the local media there as well, that was conducted just after that poll from the 16th to the 20th, so really just up until a couple of days ago. It was a smaller sample size, 600 people, but they were likely voters.
Explain the difference.
Likely voters are people that probably voted in the last general election. They vote in midterm elections. These are people who show up to vote. They're not just every once in a while voters. This poll shows Ossoff, the Democrat running against Purdue, up 5. It shows Warnock up 7. Georgia Republicans, Georgia conservatives, you better start voting. You better show up. Because let me tell you, numbers like this, they're not stealing election. They're no fraud. That's not illegal. That's just beating you. And I think that's my biggest concern in Georgia is that the Democrats are going to outright, no fraud needed, no illegal needed. They're just going to beat Republicans because you guys are sitting on your hands. And every report I get from every staff person I know working in the state of Georgia, these are people who have literally gone from the Trump campaign around the country to try and save these races and help Purdue and help Loeffler. They have said how depressed you are in Georgia and how undetermined you are to get out and volunteer. Wake up! How many times do we need to tell you? Do you want Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden potentially controlling your country at the federal level with no checks? You want your taxes up, who knows, 20%? And then you got to pay for the Green New Deal. So how many little taxes will be on your businesses too? Not little, big taxes. How many of you would like to lose your job in the industry, in the energy industry? Coal, which is just coming back. Steel. All those, the industrial cities that are starting to come back under the Trump administration. Manufacturing. Even as Harry said, the beef industry because of CO2 emissions. Car companies, you know, if you're not quickly enough to get all fully electric. I mean, think about this. Think about the implications you and Georgia will have on all of us in the country. That's not usual that you have that kind of pressure. But you have 2 U.S. Senate races. You can give the Republicans a buffer, little buffer, by winning both of them. And I think if one wins, they both win. But right now, it doesn't look like you're not showing up the same in early voting. You're down there, conservatives. Now, that doesn't mean that all Democrats that voted are voting Democrat or that all Republicans they have registered there are voting a Republican, but you're down. You're not down as bad as you were in the general, but you are down. So you've got to decide right now how you're going to vote. What's the best way for you? Is it dropping off an absentee ballot in a box? Do you feel secure that way? Is it voting absentee through the mail? I don't really recommend that with the way Georgia's been handling things, or going in person early when there's less people there, so the COVID risk is much lower. I know Republicans love to vote on election day, but don't let them get to a point where they can run an ad 2 days before and say we're up 5 million votes.
David Perdue's campaign just sent something out, and I want to run this by Fan and Andy. So election day is just 2 weeks away, he says, and we need all the help they can get to cross the finish line to victory. Without your help today, we risk giving complete control of Congress to the radical left. And then he goes on saying that means Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and the rest of their extreme leftist allies. So that's an election, you know, it's a fundraising piece, Fan, for Purdue. But the truth is, that's if right. Congress does go to these two in the United States Senate in Georgia to Ossoff and Warnock, it is going to be the radical left. That's not hyperbole. That's fact.
No, both parts of that email are absolutely true, Jay. I mean, the point about needing voters now is absolutely true, because there's been almost 40,000 new voters already. Jordan's right. Unless both sides get excited, whoever gets the most excited, brings out the most new voters, is going to win the election. And then on impact, the portion of the email that talked about impact, absolutely true. I'll just take one narrow slice of what Jordan talked about. Energy regulation. You have a job in the energy industry. The regulations have come down during the Trump administration in dramatic measure. I can guarantee you, Jay, in the first 100 days of a Biden administration, those regulations are going to go right back up. And you might say, well, what does the United States Senate have to do with that? Jay, they have to pass the funds that are used to implement new regulations. So do you want to check on the Department of Energy under a Joe Biden administration, or don't you? That is literally on the line in the United States Senate. And by the way, it would be the only check there is, because do you think a Speaker Pelosi House is going to provide that check? I can tell you right now, they won't.
So, Harry, what does the Department of Energy without a conservative check look like if Joe Biden's president of the United States and they have both chambers of the Congress?
Essentially, it licenses John Kerry to run the United States energy policy in virtually every state under the umbrella that he is the so-called climate czar. And so I think it's very, very crucial for everyone that believes in U.S. energy independence, which gives us tremendous leverage in foreign policy. If you're in Georgia, you need to go out and vote, because otherwise you are going to pay higher prices for gasoline. You are going to have to buy smaller vehicles. You are going to have to sell your truck. You can look forward to minute regulations and huge regulations at the same time that make your life much more difficult.
So, Andy, you're there right now, and I, as we close the broadcast out, I want you to give it. You say the ads for both sides are harsh, hard, lots of them. What do you sense with enthusiasm, though?
Well, the enthusiasm, I must say, is on the left, because that is the impetus that the momentum has been given to them as a result of the Biden election here and the Trump defeat, at least by 12,000 votes of the president. And therefore, we have to overcome that, who are conservatives, who believe in energy independence, who believe in jobs, who believe in non-having abortion on demand, and a myriad other issues. We've got to overcome the momentum that the left is facing in Georgia, and I see it, I feel it, it's palpable. I see it in the ads, I see it in the street signs, I see it in the stores, and I see it in places that I talk to. And the only way is to do what Jordan said. Stop being babies about the fact that the president didn't carry Georgia. Get out there, exercise your right, and vote the conservative slate. Vote for Loeffler, vote for Perdue, if that's what you want. If you want the other side of government, vote for Ossoff and vote for Warnock, and you'll get what you vote
right.
for.
You know, let me say this too: if you're a Second Amendment supporter, someone that's important too, one of Joe Biden's plan is that you've got to register and pay a license for any firearm with a clip that can hold up to 12 rounds. That's most handguns, folks. That's not just like, long rifles, semi-automatic weapons. We're talking about most handguns can have a clip that can hold 12 rounds. That's what comes in Chuck Schumer's America and Joe Biden's America. That will not happen if these two Georgia Republican senators win. But if they don't, you will be violating the law if you don't register your gun and pay a fine. And we're talking handguns here.
We never tell you who to vote for.
No.
But we always
are telling you the facts.
We are telling you facts, and we're going to tell you you better vote.
All right, folks. And we're going to talk to you tomorrow on the air. Support our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Double the impact of your donation. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.